This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Tell somebody, God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Number four, you got to let go of the past. Somebody say, "I got to let go of the past." I got to let go of the past. If you're going to unwrap favor in your life, you got to get over it. You got to get over it. I know they hurt you. I know some of y'all got church hurt. Some of you got marriage hurt. Some of you been through some betrayal. Some of you got job hurt, relationship hurt, kid hurt. Come on, drug hurt. All kind of hurt. But if you're going to get favor in your life, you've got to let go of the past. Because otherwise that hurt in your life will be an anchor to your past. And you'll never overcome it. You'll constantly relive it. You'll never move forward. You'll live your life thinking about always what's been done to you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Remember Ruth? Ruth was not a Jew. Come on, somebody. Amen. She wasn't even in covenant. Come on, huh? Her brothers died. She went with her husband and all of her brothers died. Naomi's husband died. She went with Naomi back to Naomi's land. And the law of Israel was that they had, how many know they had a welfare system in Israel? The law of Israel was is that all the rich people that had fields, they would leave the corners of their fields for the people to come out there and glean the wheat for themselves to be able to eat. Because it was the law, you weren't allowed to let people starve to death. So here's Naomi. Naomi was a woman of covenant. And Ruth, who was not a woman of covenant, but was married to one of Naomi's sons that had died. And they're out there gleaning wheat trying to get enough out of the corners of the field so they could live. And Ruth was out there doing this by herself one day because Naomi was just too old to do it. And Naomi was too old to do it, so Ruth was out there. She's a welfare lady. She was out there trying to glean some wheat. She's a widowed woman. She goes to the fields just to try to scratch enough out so her and her mother-in-law could eat. And the Bible says in Ruth 2:3, as she was gleaning, as she was pulling the wheat off of the stalks, watch this, that she left and she went and gleaned a field. And after the reapers, she happened to come to a part of the field that belonged to a guy named Boaz. She happened. Somebody say she happened. Listen to me. If you learn how to let go of your past, forgive those people that have hurt you, forgive the things that have been done to you, the names that you've been called, you'll see things begin to happen in your life that will bring favor for restoration, favor for healing, favor for power, favor for victory in your life. Said she happened. And see, here's Ruth, who's not a woman of covenant, who was in relationship with a woman of covenant, Naomi. And Naomi had become so discouraged because she had lost everything. She didn't think there was nothing else to gain. She didn't believe she had anything that was left. But Ruth made a covenant with Naomi because she knew Naomi was a woman of the covenant. Naomi was a Jewish woman. And that she knew that Naomi had the promise of God in her life. So she makes a covenant with her. And when Naomi said to Ruth, Ruth, why don't you go back to your people of Moab? Ruth said, no. Wherever you go, I go. Wherever you lodge, I'm lodging. I have nothing. But I do got enough sense to know that you're a person of covenant with God. And I'm hitching up with you. I'm going to go with you. Naomi said, I ain't got anything to offer you. She said, I don't care. Wherever you go, I'll go. I mean, if you can pray that to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, wherever you go, I'll go. He'll take you out of your hurt, out of your past, and position you for favor to come into your life. But you got to be willing to say, Jesus, wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you lodge, I'll lodge. Jesus, your people be my people. I'll become part of this covenant. I'll become part of this life. I want to be part of this thing. The Bible says that she happened. It's powerful. Come on, you didn't hear me. She happened. I mean, nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. There's always a cause. Come on, huh? You didn't just happen to show up for church today. Come on. You're here by divine appointment. You didn't just happen to drive down the road and find that one house for sale that was everything that you needed. Come on, huh? You just happened to get a job at that place. You just happened to be over there when that happened. You didn't just happen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Stuff don't just happen. It's a happening that takes place because God orchestrates the lives of His people. He sets destinies in place. He orders footsteps for your life that bring you to places of favor. The Bible says the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. You know why He does that? So His plan can be fulfilled for your life. Come on, praise the Lord. You might be around, but nothing just happens. Try that with me. Say, I might be around, but nothing just happens. You might even wonder why you're sitting here today. It didn't just happen. Somewhere, at some point, you said something. God help me. God show me. God teach me. He said yes. And you're sitting here today. Because it don't just happen. It's happening. Come on, huh? I believe God wants to unwrap favor in our life today. I believe He wants to do that. Bible says that Naomi, when she came home, she said, Ruth, where have you been? Because the Bible says that Boaz beckoned unto her. He beckoned to her. He said, come here. I mean, when God chooses you, nobody can unchoose you. God's saying to some of us today, come here. Some of you sitting here today, you've been running from God. You've been running from God. You've been running from everything in life. You've been trying to bury yourself. You've been trying to hide behind things and drugs and hurt and people and relationship. And God is saying, I choose you. Come here. Come to me. You know who you are. You can hear it in your heart. He's beckoning to you. He's saying to you, I want to put favor on your life. The reason for this, reason for your existence. So why of all the women in that field that day, Boaz, why did he choose her? He said, there's just something about you. I got to know more about you. That's what God says to us today. There's just something about you that I like. There's something about you I love. I want to be in relationship with you. I want to know you. I want your heart. I want your life. I want to put favor on you. I want to bless you. I want to make your life rich. I want to make your life full. I want to take the broken things of your life and mend them. I want to take the open wounds of your heart and close them up. The things that you feel like have been taken away from you, I want to bring to you, and I want to bring back a double portion for the things that you've been hurt for and put my favor on your life. Boy, I said, who are you? Come over here. She said, I'm Ruth. He said, Ruth. She said, I am Ruth, the daughter-in-law of Naomi. And he said, Naomi? Naomi that lost her husband and lost all of her sons? Ruth said, yeah, that's me. I'm her daughter-in-law. I'm a Moabite. The Bible says she goes back to the welfare lot, to the place where she could glean more wheat. And Boaz goes over to a few of his guys, and he said, you see that real pretty little Moabite woman over there gleaning wheat? He said, go over there and get some bags of wheat. Just reach down in there and just start throwing a bunch of grain right over there in that little corner for Ruth. Just throw it over there for her. You better hear me today. I really believe God wants to reach down to the bags of His blessing and throw favor over to you and your life. You don't have to operate from a place of hurt where you've been wounded. Listen, some of you in here today, you feel like you've wasted your life. You've not wasted your life. He is a redeemer. He don't just redeem your life. He can redeem the time. He can redeem the plan. He can redeem the opportunities that He's had for you all along. You just got to get over there and pick up the favor that He has for you. He said, listen, guys, when you see her over there in the corner of my field tomorrow, you see her trying to scratch out a living, just give her some favor. Put some favor on her. Give her what she needs. God does stuff like that on purpose. I just believe God wants to do some things on purpose for some people in here today. I believe He wants to do some things on purpose for you. I feel like there's some folks in here today, you've been through so much rejection and betrayal. So much hurt. And I hear the Spirit of God saying to you today, let it go. Just leave it behind you. Move forward. It's in your past. Today's a new day. I can start with you right now for the purposes of your life. Don't look in the rearview mirror anymore. Don't even look inside. Look out the windshield. Look ahead. Dream. Dream big. Believe for the impossible. Know that I got a plan and a purpose for your life. I just believe Boaz is about to show up in some people's lives today. I believe that. I believe some people in here got a cry in their heart. They've been saying, God, if you don't show up in my life today, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't go anymore. God, if you don't turn this situation around with my kids, I can't go another day. Listen to me. There's a Boaz for you today. There's favor for you today. And I believe it's going to come on your life. You ain't going to know how to explain it. You ain't going to know how to talk about it. You're just going to know that you stepped out of a place of hurt and a place of your past, and you stepped into a future where things begin to make sense and favor begins to come on your life like never before. And all of a sudden, the things that used to confuse you and confound you and bring chaos to your life, it's like a wet blanket comes off and your eyes are open and you begin to see what life is about for the first time. He said, come here. Let me put favor on you. The Bible says Ruth came home that night, and Naomi said, Cora, where did you get all that stuff? See, listen, when God puts favor on your life, people around you don't even, they go, wow, something's different about you. What's happened to you? Something about you's changed. She recognized the difference in her life. She said, I was in the field of Boaz. I happened in the field of Boaz. And Naomi said, Boaz? Boaz? She said, yeah, Boaz. She said, Boaz is your relative. You're related to Boaz. He is kin to you. And by the laws of Israel, he has a right to take you as his wife because his cousin died and all of his heirs died. He has a right to have you for his wife. The Bible calls that a kinsman redeemer. According to Jewish law, if a woman lost her husband and her sons, somebody in the family, in her in-law family, could marry her and redeem her so she didn't have to live a life like that all alone. And she could bear children and be part of a family. He brought her, would bring her into the family. Listen, you better hear me today, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is our Boaz. Come on, somebody. Your elder brother, Adam, messed up and turned this thing into a mess. He lost everything. He flipped us upside down, and our human nature, our sinful nature, became prevalent in life. And there was nobody else that could ever get back this life of blessing to us. But then Jesus comes along and becomes our kinsman's redeemer. He comes down. He said, Jason, I ain't going to let you live that way anymore. I ain't going to let you live in that mess anymore. I ain't going to let you live broken, busted, and disgusted anymore. I want to redeem you. I want to bring you into my family. I want to make you whole. I wonder if I got anybody that wants to be made whole. He said, I want to make you whole. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. He just gave it. Favor. Favor. He said, I want to put favor on your life. When Naomi wasn't stupid, she looked at Ruth. She said, Ruth, go take a bath. Get yourself cleaned up. And go over to Boaz's house and lay down at his feet while he sleeps. So Ruth gets cleaned up and goes over to Boaz's tent and lays down at his feet. Boaz wakes up in the middle of the night. And he looks down. He says, who are you? She said, I am Ruth. He said, Ruth? Ruth, I didn't tell you when I saw you today that I'm your kinsman redeemer. But now, because you've laid at my feet, I'm going to take you to be my wife. I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to take your pain. I'm going to take your past. I'm going to take your hurt. I'm going to take your suffering. I'm going to redeem you. And I'm going to put favor on you. That's all Jesus is looking for today, ladies and gentlemen. He's looking for some people that will just come and say, redeem me. People that will do the simple act of just laying down at the feet of Jesus. Say, Jesus, I'm yours. I recognize today that my life really is not my own. The whole time that it's been my own, I've made a mess out of it. And I need you. need you to make me whole. I need your favor. We're going to wrap this thing up. If that is you today, this altar is open right now. Do not hesitate. Don't wait. Get down here to this altar. We'll pray over you the favor of God on your life today. Don't let pride keep you in your seat. Don't let your know-it-all attitude keep you pinned to a chair. If that's you, come on. I believe God's got a miracle of favor for your life today. He wants to change you. He wants to clean you up. He wants to put favor on you. Praise the Lord. The Bible declares that when you belong to Him, that no weapon that is formed against you can prosper. That means that you're still going to have stuff that comes at you, but it cannot prosper in your life. And the reason why it doesn't prosper is because God puts favor on your life for the blessings of God. Favor. Favor. Come on, just confess that today. Say, God, I'm believing you for favor. I'm believing you for favor today. I'm believing you for favor. Jesus. Jesus. We bless you. Father, I declare every hurt, Lord, every act of betrayal that everybody standing up here, God, has suffered through. Lord, I break that hurt in the name of Jesus today. And I declare your wholeness. I declare your liberty. I declare your healing on your people today. Father, I decree that pain and wounds of the past shall not mark your people any longer. That the decisions they make for their life will not be filtered through hurt, through betrayal, through rejection, but they will be filtered by the power of your Holy Spirit today. Father, I declare in Jesus' name that the people that are standing at the front of this room today will operate and move and walk in your favor. Lord, I declare wholeness. Wholeness. Those, God, that are suffering from broken relationships, those that are suffering, God, with their children, those that are suffering, God, in their homes, those that are suffering, God, right now, God, in their own heart, God, because of things that have been done to them, things that have been said about them. In Jesus' name, I declare your healing for every heart wound. Father, these people are precious this morning. Father, I declare your wholeness. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. The Lord would say, trust me, it's not what you thought it was. Trust me. You've already planned and written the end of the book, but the Lord says, I got another chapter on your life. There's more to the story about you. There's a lot more to you. The way you have framed your life up by the things that you went through is not the story that'll be told about you. For I'm writing a new chapter. I'm turning a new page. And you will be marked by my blessing. You'll be marked by my favor. You'll be known for the blessing of God in your life. You'll be known for the miracle of heaven that takes place in your life. And those that ridiculed and those that mocked and those that held back and those that rolled their eyes will see my favor operate in your life, says the Lord. For I have declared and I have decreed wholeness on your life. I have made a way for you where there seemed to be no way. I have provided for you this day and this time the power of my Spirit, says the Lord, and you shall be free. You shall be free. Walk with me. Step in faith with me. Declare with me the promises that I've set for you as I release the favor of heaven on your life, saith the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.